Okay, so, ready to jump into another deep dive?
Always ready. Hit me with it.
All right, so this time we're going deep into a cryptocurrency scam. Yeah, it revolves around a platform calling itself bsvcloud.com. And you know, thanks to you guys out there, you send over some pretty interesting data. Yeah, transaction histories pulled from a handful of crypto addresses. And well, you know, we're here to try to figure out how this whole thing works. Like,
Okay.
where's the money actually going? Especially, you know, when it hits those exchanges, those exit points. And then, of course, what can people actually do about it? You know, who to report this to, and how to try and get their money back if that's even possible.
Absolutely.
So, you ready to break down what we got?
Born ready. Lay it on me.
All right, so we've got, let's see, Bitcoin addresses. We got 3LARVQS5611 Chad AMNY5 Visa QCVHD HE Dave Chess 1 Via Dave 4 QNSIS 5. We got BC1 Co Ground Chuka 950 RST HTC SA 2 HE Tay Shi 7 Anshi is VSTJSGHHZ MRL one F5 JCJN. Oh, and a Litecoin address too. MVWSHUYQFUCHEATAMHAAMHEBNGM DGJN. Oh, and the Litecoin address too. MVWSK6WHEOEHEMEGEMHEMDT2E.
Those are some lengthy addresses.
Yeah, tell me about it. But hey, with all that, plus some additional information we found over at fumepubijo.manus.space, it seems like we have a decent, I mean, a pretty comprehensive view of how these guys operate, you know, their playbook.
Yeah, I'd say so. It paints a pretty clear picture.
So, first impressions. BSVcloud.com, right? What do we think?
Red flags everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Even the stuff they have online, their own information just screams, stay away.
Oh yeah. They're trying so hard to look legit, but it's all smoke and mirrors. Like, take their supposed start date. They claim Johnny's 17, right?
Right.
Well, domain registration tells a different story. December 2018. That's a big difference. Like a year and a half. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's not just a little oopsie. And then there's that whole 8 years anniversary sale thing.
Yeah, that one got me too.
In 2025, if they really started in late 2018, like the domain shows, that's just straight up lying. It's like they just pulled that 8 years out of thin air.
Fabricating history, classic scam tactic, trying to appear more established, more trustworthy than they are. And don't forget the whole UK regulation claim.
Oh, right. They say they're registered and operating under UK rules.
Check the UK company's house myself. No BSV Cloud, no BSV Cloud, nothing.
So not even a little bit legit.
More like a whole lot of deception.
Wow. Okay, so foundation's cracked. Now let's see how they move the money, you know, because getting it in is one thing, but they need to get it out right, turn it into something usable.
Right, exactly. And that's where things get really interesting and, well, kind of scary. Looking at these transactions, it's pretty clear they're going all out to hide the money trail. Textbook money laundering.
Oh, yeah. Give me the details.
One of their main tricks is what we call multi-step transfers. So the money doesn't just go straight from a deposit to an exchange, it's bounced around through tons of different addresses. It's called layering.
Layering, huh? Like a crypto lasagna.
Something like that. Basically, they make it a huge pain to trace anything. Like, good luck figuring out where the money came from or where it ends up.
So it's like they're creating this impossible maze, and they hope anyone following the money just gives up.
Bingo. And it gets even trickier. They're not just sticking to Bitcoin, they're playing with multiple cryptocurrencies. We've got concrete data for Bitcoin and Litecoin.
Right.
But some of the other information we have suggests they could be using Ethereum, BNB, Bitcoin Cash, maybe even Dogecoin.
Wow, so they're all over the place.
Spreading it thin makes it much harder to track. Imagine trying to chase someone who's constantly hopping between different trains.
Makes my head spin just thinking about it. Okay, so then there's this weird thing we saw with a couple of the Bitcoin addresses.
Right.
3LFQ5619 Chad DMY 5B7 QP to DC J's GA 4 Q and S 5 and 3 like Z 519 DR HWRM XCHQ Shia CHHOE on 1 have 5 JCJN. They had this weird like circular pattern. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, those stood out. That's another classic obfuscation technique.
Yeah.
Think of it like shuffling a deck of cards over and over again. You're not changing the cards, but you're making it pretty much impossible to tell where any specific card started.
Right.
Same idea here. These circular transactions break the connection between an incoming deposit and any money going out later. It throws off those simpler tracking tools and buys them time.
Sneaky. And then there are these other addresses, BC1Q4QB9TC7MLMNAQ06C6CBC2C2's Funk 22 SAP 42 SEC 97 LAQ CBRO 2 6 DARO TA 7 MVW 2 CS DTH SKGOS QRST QSTTM. They always seem to have zero balance. It's like they're just pit stops.
Exactly. They're what we call pass through addresses. Money goes in, money goes out, boom, all gone. It's all about moving things fast before anyone can react. Like 3LARC 2S 5611 CHAT AMI 5 BAs CV CCV HDJK 4Q and S5. Money is in and out of there so quickly, it's practically a blur.
Wow. So speed is key here.
It's a classic money laundering red flag. Yeah. Gotta move that money before anyone can freeze it or seize it.
Makes sense. We also noticed that the transaction amounts and like the timing between them, it's all over the map. No real pattern.
I think that's an accident. Yeah, it's all calculated. By varying the amounts, the timing, they're making it harder to spot any trends, any kind of footprint. It's like trying to blend into a crowd, but with money.
So they're trying to make dirty money look clean by acting all random.
That's the game. It's all about looking as normal and innocent as possible.
So picture this. Money comes in, we've got these collection points, then zoom, it's through those pass-through nodes, and eventually it's got to land somewhere, right? An exit point, most likely an exchange where they can cash out or move it again. Where do we think they're going?
Well, this is where things get really interesting. Based on what we've seen, we've got two main suspects, two major exchanges, OKEXIC and Number You Are Right. Ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Robinhood.
Robinhood. Really? I thought they were more of a, stock trading platform.
Yeah, they're known for stocks, but they also dabble in crypto. And we found a direct connection. Remember that Litecoin address? MVWSK6WHVYQVSHIRIQIQAKLLGHAE8MHCBMTQG.
Yeah.
Well, it received a deposit of 48.5 Litecoin straight from an address label Robinhood Withdrawal 1. So it looks like BSV Cloud, or someone working with them, is using Robinhood to move at least some of their loot.
Okay, Robinhood's on the radar, but OKX, that's the one that really popped up, right? Like, a lot of signs point there.
Yeah, OKX is definitely the bigger fish here. We're talking multiple connections and much larger sums. We see that same Litecoin address, MBWSK6OUHVEQVQVQNUIQALG8MHMCBMTQSHI, sending over 58 Litecoin to what's clearly an OKX user account.
All right, so we've got Litecoin moving to OKX, but there's also something about a massive hot wallet, right? Just for anyone listening who might not know, a hot wallet is basically a crypto wallet that's always online. Exchanges use them because it makes transactions faster and easier.
You got it. And this OKX hot wallet, it's a big one. The Bitcoin address is BC1 Core Kyogei 915950 or EES GC7 CPT 78 Key C's Teshu J Telsis KTTD 78 Key 6 EP Key SUK Valoke Kanoshi R8L2T. Multiple blockchain explorers flag it as belonging to OKX. Some even straight up say, exchange, OKX hot wallet. And get this, is holding around $287 million in Bitcoin.
Whoa, that's a huge amount of crypto just sitting there. How do we know BSV Cloud is connected to this particular hot wallet, though?
Well, we've spotted direct transfers from another Bitcoin address. 3RFIGS5611CHADYNY5BE7KTCVHGJK4QN5. This one seems to be sending money to that OKX hot wallet all the time, so we're pretty sure that it's another OKX user account, but controlled by the BSV Cloud folks. And we're seeing a lot of Bitcoin flowing out of it straight into that OKX hot wallet over a pretty short period of time, too.
Give me some examples. Dates, amounts, the whole nine yards.
Sure. Okay, so on April 2nd, 2025, there was a transfer of 0.31689278 Bitcoin. April 1st, 0.11190500 Bitcoin went out. Now go back to March 26th, and there are a bunch. 0.08831152 Bitcoin, 0.73775716 Bitcoin, and even a big one, 0.8 Bitcoin, all going from that secondary address to the OKX hot wallet. And we saw some big transfers on March 9th too, 0.37633534 Bitcoin, and a full 1.3 Bitcoin, all heading the same way.
Wow, so it's like a pipeline straight from a suspected BSV Cloud account right into OKX's main hot wallet. Seems like a pretty solid link, right? OKX being a major exit point for these stolen funds.
It really does. The evidence is pretty compelling. It strongly suggests that OKX is a key part of how BSV Cloud is cashing out, or at least moving their ill-gotten gains.
So we've got a handle on how BSV Cloud operates. We've got potential exit points at OKX and Robinhood. Now let's get to the part everyone's wondering about, right? What can people do if they got caught up in this mess? Is there any hope of getting their money back?
It's tough, no doubt about it. Recovering crypto lost in scams is a long shot, but there are things people can and should do. First off, anyone who put money into bsvcloud.com needs to file a report with OKX, like yesterday.
Okay, report to OKX. What needs to be in that report?
Everything. Every single detail. Transaction IDs, especially those showing deposits going to BSV Cloud addresses, the specific BSV Cloud addresses they used, any proof they have that this is a scam, and they need to make it crystal clear that OKX was used to receive these funds.
So don't just say, hey, I got scammed. Give them the hard evidence.
Exactly. More detail, more proof, the better. And don't stop there. File a police report too. Same information, but make sure to emphasize that OKX is involved. Ask the police to help contact OKX officially because they've got better channels to get their attention.
Okay, so hit up OKX, hit up the authorities. Anyone else they should be talking to?
Think about bringing in some pros, like a blockchain forensic service. These guys are experts at digging into crypto transactions, tracing the money across the blockchain. They've got fancy tools and know-how. They may even have connections at exchanges, which could help get some money back.
So they're like the crypto detectives, right?
That's a good way to put it. It'll cost some money, but they might be able to do things regular folks can't.
Okay, so reports filed, maybe even brought in the pros. But what about all the shady stuff we found about BSV Cloud itself, like the fake founding date, the bogus anniversary sale, the whole UK registration lie? Does that stuff matter?
It's all ammo. You got to give the exchanges and the police the full picture. Show them that BSV Cloud is built on lies. It strengthens their case. It's not just about the money. It's about exposing the whole operation for what it is.
Yeah.
A scam.
Right, right. Build that case. So let's recap. BSVcloud.com, they're running a sophisticated scam. Multi-step transfers, multiple cryptocurrencies, circular transactions, pass-through addresses. It's all designed to hide their tracks and make it look like they're legit.
Exactly. Obfuscation is the name of their game. And it looks like OKX and Robinhood are their escape routes, the places where they turn stolen crypto into something they can use.
So for everyone out there who might have fallen victim, file those reports. Hit up OKX. Hit up the authorities, and seriously consider getting a blockchain forensics team on your side. And to those running BSVcloud.com, the ones behind this whole operation, listen up. We are coming for you personally.
This whole deep dive into BSV Cloud, it's a wake-up call, you know? It shows just how risky things can be in the crypto world. And it makes you think, what are exchanges doing to stop this? Do they have a responsibility to catch this stuff before people lose their money? It's a big question, and it's one we all need to be asking as cryptocurrency keeps growing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's time for everyone to step up their game. The scammers are getting smarter. We have to get smarter, too.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Stay vigilant out there, folks.
Until next time.
See ya.